Bob, you were asked this question during the presentation this morning. What was the toughest part of being a member of the selection committee?
Stopping. I mean, I remember there was a preseason game in the 80s, and it was right before one of the cuts, and the Steelers played poorly and were interviewing Chuck Knoll after the game, and someone asked him, is this performance going to make the cuts more difficult? And Chuck said, cutting won't be a problem, stopping will. And that, you know, on the other side of the spectrum, you know, this was similar to me. I mean, how many do you want to put in? Because there are numbers. I mean, if you wanted to do different eras, there are candidates. If you wanted to do offense and defense, there are candidates. You could just do, you know, coaches and contributors, or just players, or and that was the thing. I mean, and one of the things that I learned to appreciate in these meetings was that what struck me is that, unlike other halls of fame, there wasn't so much an emphasis there. You know, a first ballot Hall of Famer is considered a greater individual than someone who is not, but that wasn't the feeling in that room at any point. And you know, that came from Art Rooney. In my mind, it was a more of a familial kind of thing, and it was just an initiative to, you know, recognize some of these people. And as Art, you know, has said to us in those meetings, you know, there will be subsequent votes and inductions, and I cannot imagine there being difficulty coming up with worthy candidates for 10 years, maybe longer.
Yeah, because there are current players, as I've said many times, who are practicing on the South Side, who 5 years from now are going to be part of that discussion. I wanted your thoughts on, because there was some conversation about, well, why put in all the Canton, Ohio guys all at once? And I thought that the easiest answer was, you don't want to quantify the greatness of Hall of Famers, or any player, really, like you were suggesting. You know, if you put in Stallworth the first year, well, what does Lynn Swann think, or Ham and Lambert and so on and so forth?
Right. I mean, how do you distinguish between, you know, Franco Harris and Terry Bradshaw, or, you know, Lambert or Mike Webster, or, you know, who was the more transformative player at their position, Mel Blount or Jack Ham? You know, and you know, that's like almost, you know, the Steelers are a family, and I made that point up during the show. That would be like picking between your kids. Which kid do you love more? I mean, and as a parent, you can't do that. So, and you don't want to. So that, to me, that came through pretty quickly, and that there would be no pecking order among the guys who, you know, I don't know, I won't say built this franchise, but certainly changed it from what it was to what it is now.
Lastly, Bob, because you're the editor of Steelers.com and it's two-way interactive, what has been the reaction just to the creation of the Hall of Honor? Positive? And what do you expect the debate to be now that the first class has been announced?
Well, I mean, I think we're going to see a lot of, you know, I was talking to Missy Matthews before I came to do this with you, and she said on Twitter, all the Rocky Blyer fans wanted to know why, you know, Rocky wasn't in. And there were also, and you got this question, the Myron Cope faction. So, I mean, I don't think that in any of the discussion or argument among Steelers fans, it's going to be, this guy was undeserving. It's, why wasn't this guy included? And that, to me, is a different kind of discussion. It's one that, you know, I'm kind of willing to have, because it's more of an inclusive thing, as opposed to, you know, so-and-so doesn't belong, this guy should have been in ahead of him. Wouldn't it have been nice if, you know, and as I said, we could add 100. Could have had 100.
Patience. Patience is a virtue.
Right. And that's what makes this fun, too, because you can have it every year, and it's something to look forward to every year. And, you have to stop somewhere, but it's not the end.
Thanks, Bob. This is the end of our interview. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem, Stan.
Bob Labriola, Steelers.com.